With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control and deploying the National Guard to make the nation's capital safer.
We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control.
Trump posted online Monday the nation's capital would be liberated and he'd end the days of ruthlessly killing, hurting innocent people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended a new military offensive in Gaza that's more sweeping than previously announced. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The Prime Minister declared Sunday in the face of growing condemnation that Israel has, quote, no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Netanyahu said the security cabinet last week instructed the dismantling of Hamas's strongholds not only in Gaza City, but also in the central camps and Muwasi. Netanyahu spoke to foreign media just before an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, saying, quote, our goal is not to occupy Gaza, our goal is to free Gaza. The sprawling camps were not part of Israel's announcement Friday. Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with U.S. President Donald Trump about the plan and thanked him for his support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Explosions at a U.S. steel plant near Pittsburgh have left one dead and dozens injured or trapped under the rubble, with emergency workers on site trying to rescue them. An Allegheny County spokesperson says the explosions happened Monday morning at the Clairton Coke Works. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the Nasdaq dropped 64, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. Who pays for the United Nations? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
You do, actually. We all do. President Trump and a lot of other Americans don't like the fact that the U.S. is bankrolling an organization that seems obsessed with promoting abortion, the LGBT lifestyle, and bashing America. Critics say we're just paying our fair share. But now the Pew Research Center has broken down the U.N. budget and reveals that this country pays more than anybody else, including China, which has a much bigger population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While the Sunday streets of the borough of churches still vibrate with gospel chords, many of Brooklyn's storied black churches are shrinking. According to research published by COVIDReligionResearch.org, black Protestants attended church on Zoom more than other denominations during the pandemic, and they've been the slowest to return to in-person worship. This is SRN News. Ford will invest nearly $2 billion to retool the Kentucky plant to produce electric vehicles.
The automaker says the goal is to produce EVs that are more affordable, profitable to make, and outcompete rival models. Ford CEO Jim Farley unveiled the new EV strategy at the company's Louisville assembly plant. The factory will be revamped to manufacture electric vehicles after producing gas-powered vehicles for decades. Ford says the first EV vehicle to roll off the assembly line will be a midsize four-door electric truck that's set to debut in 2027. John Scott reporting.
Tropical storm Erin has formed in the eastern tropical Atlantic Ocean as Hurricane Henriette is strengthening in the Pacific. It could become the first Atlantic hurricane of the 2025 season. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.